can you first please introduce yourself?
My name is Andrew WK.
And you skyrocketed into the music biz the last few months over here in Europe, last year in England and America. Can you tell something about what happened the last year with you and with your music and all the stuff around it?
Well, after completing the album, we've just been releasing it in all the great countries of the world, you know. By 2002, it will be out worldwide. And just working on being the best that I can be and helping others to do the same, and traveling and having an amazing time playing this music around the world.
Because the fun thing is, at least that's what's happening in Holland. I mean, everybody jumps on it. I mean, it's not only the commercial side of like the video stations, etc., but it's also like the real serious press, etc., etc. Is it something that happens everywhere over the world? Or
all I can say is, so far so good. I'm very surprised. You know, I had no expectations. I didn't know what to think would happen, and the way that things have been going makes me so happy and so excited that something I've spent so much and that I love so much, other people also love. It makes me feel happy to be alive, you know. So I'm just thrilled and thankful, and I will continue to work hard. This makes me work even harder, you know, to take advantage of all these things. All I can say is I'm excited.
When I first listened to your album, I thought, how the hell did he think of this kind of music to play? I mean, it's not something that I think you wake up with in the morning and then think, well, this is the music I'm gonna make. It's something that develops, doesn't it?
Kind of, but actually it's very subliminal. It is kind of the music I wake up with in my head. In fact, no, it's exactly the sound. It's all based on piano and playing piano, and all the parts are written on that, and it's just recorded with piano basically and written piece by piece that way. And it was the sound I wanted to hear, and it was just a matter of time for me to make that.
Of course, you've been put into like 25 different genres of music, but is that a reason why it sounds so different from the rest? Just the fact that it has been written based on the piano instead of riffs or drum rhythms?
Maybe, I don't know. You know, I just try now and always will try to make the most satisfying, exciting music that made me, and I hoped other people, feel instantly good and just excited, you know. Excited isn't even happy or angry, it's both. It's excited is such a big word, charged up, you know, full of energy to do something, and I wanted to make music that reflected that and caused it.
If you listen to the album, it's like 35 minutes pure energetic music, etc. So that's just for one main goal, to kick everybody in the ass and get them a little bit more excited or more happy?
Yeah, just to make people feel as good as possible. And that's a simple goal. These songs are simple invitations to feel good and to feel welcome. It's like a party where everyone's invited, and there's no wrong reason to like this, and there's no rules that anybody has to follow to be part of it. To me, being alive, I always say this, being alive is so exciting and so huge and bright that I want to make music. You know, why would I want to make small? I want to make big music that is also exciting and huge and explosive. And I'm going to use whatever I can to make it sound and be that big, huge sound. Why would I want to use a small drum sound? You know, I'd want to use the biggest drum sound I can and just have it be slamming full and thick and pile it on, because there's really nothing to be afraid of when it comes to being alive.
Why do you have that kind of look into the world? I mean, why do you enjoy living so much?
Why do I enjoy living so much? Being alive is a miracle, and you really realize it through feeling so moved by things. You know, I'm very fortunate and very thankful to have things like food. I always list this. Food and shelter and good health and security allows me to really explore and enjoy life as though it is a big, you know, carnival, a big party. And these opportunities I have, I just want to make the most of them for all those people who don't get the chance to. And myself, you know, my goal is to make myself the best and the happiest I can be, and help everyone else around do the same, you know. these are the people of the world who believe in this music as well. We're all friends, you know, and we're all going to do the best we can for each other.
You're now on tour with a band, etc., but you started by yourself, playing all the stuff with a CD player, etc. I read somewhere else. That must be like a real big difference at the moment that you can really get a band together and start off playing with more than just one people.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was very frustrated in the past when I did not have a band because I knew what I wanted to do, but I couldn't do it. I didn't actually realize it then. I just thought of it now. But what I was doing was being patient. And the mindset I took was, I would say to myself, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. And I still say that. And that actually what that is endurance, perseverance, and patience. And knowing that you can always do something now that will help, even if it's not your ideal situation. So even though I was frustrated, I could still play a show, even if it was just me and not what I really wanted to do. I still wanted to not throw that away in case I didn't live even to the end of the next day. I wanted to make the most of everything at all times. And now I have an amazing band that is just a pleasure and has changed my whole life. And to come out and play the songs with them, with an audience that knows and loves it, has been one of the most exciting things that I'll ever do.
And that exciting band is based around a legendary death metal drummer, Donald Tardy. How did you hook up with him?
He grew up with a friend of mine who became my manager, and we contacted him, and I wrote him a letter that just said, you know, I don't know what you're doing exactly right now, but I know all of your drum beats by heart, and it would give me so much pleasure and honor if you would just maybe listen to this, and maybe you want to help me, you know, play on a few songs or be in this band. I didn't expect him to answer at all, and I especially didn't expect him to do it, and he does do it, and he blows my mind. They're incredibly challenging and tiring and demanding parts, and he plays them incredibly well always. In a world of non-committal acts, he commits to those drum parts and plays them and slams them out. Whatever he does, there's no coincidence or accidents or sloppiness. It's bam, 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 and that's what I wanted, and I knew he could do it, and he has even more than I ever could have imagined.
Genre-wise, it isn't comparable, but the music of Obituary has also that, like what you call a pepper stuff in it. I mean, it's not something you get lazy by listening to it. Is that one of the reasons that it has got even into your mind of asking him to drum your drum parts?
He hit the drums so hard and with such conviction and with such fearlessness that I wanted that. I wanted that confidence. I wanted to hold on to that strength and use it in the band, so that when we were on stage, there was no question as to what was going on. It was clear. Here it is. Bam. And you know that it's not an accident that it happened. It feels really good to know that those involved with it also like it as much as you do and know exactly what they're doing to make it as best they can. You know, and the world is just so rich with so many things, so many amazing things that you can like and that you can be part of, that you can hold and make your own, that it's just it's like a gold mine with never-ending supply of exciting things to take. And I want to take all of them and squeeze the life out of them and make them my own and hold on to them. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's no wrong reason to be happy. There's so many things that I can take. And it's not linear. It's a big swirling circle, like an explosion, like the sun. It's so bright.
Is it something that you can also, well, I can imagine that you on stage, like talking right now, like taking it all, so not just standing at the mic and doing his lyrics and doing his thing, but more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I want people to know that it's everything is okay, and when I'm playing these songs, I'm doing whatever I want and having as much fun as possible, and that's what we do when we play live.
Because your music has always been compared also to like these 80s kind of movies in America, all those party movies, where you also hear this kind of music in the background. Is it something that bothers you, or is it something that's just as great as the rest?
Nothing bothers me. It's all just as great as the rest, because if someone likes something, who am I to say that's not, you can't like it for that reason? There's this music was meant to be as free, freedom. It's freedom. It's open. It's everything is possible. Nothing is wrong. Everybody is welcome. No, there's no wrong reason to like this music. And I would never sit around and say that life is so short that all I can do is pursue the truth. And the ultimate truth is to make people feel good. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Thanks a lot, Andrew WK.